Chancellor Johnson, an engineer and former energy secretary, was intrigued with visiting the college's new STEM building and a tour of ECC's nanotechnology learning.
We have approximately 1,200 square feet of teaching clean room space.
Johnson, now in her second year as the leader of 64 campuses statewide, tells WBFO News it's important to get a close-up view of student learning.
I like to see the students. I like to see faculty, and I'm looking forward to just learning what are some of the opportunities and challenges.
She interacted with Rich Hill, a master electronic technician for electrical engineering and nanotechnology at ECC.
We teach them about vacuum. We teach them the reason that you want to wear gloves, no oil in the vacuum.
Johnson, now in her second year as the leader of 64 campuses statewide, tells WBFO News it's important to get a close-up view of student learning.
I just really believe that college is the new high school, so every student has to go on and get higher education. The world is just too competitive, and we want to help our students find their way.
By that time, I applied to SUNY Erie, and I got accepted in general studies. Okay. My hope is to be a dentist, so I'm starting here.
ECC freshman Yusuf Alkawaz was one of two student ambassadors on the tour. He came from Iraq 2 years ago. He graduated from Cheektowaga Central High School and is now in the dentistry program.
We really take care of all students. They don't let students, you know, suffer or struggle that much without help. And they have a lot of tutors and personal tutors that you can sit and talk to, even if you have, like, you know, academic troubles or something like that.
In a room set up much like a hospital ER, nursing students were learning how to conduct physical assessments.
So we have all the proper equipment, the tables.
Nursing instructor Beth Nicastro tells us midway through the semester, students are already conducting clinical work in the field at nursing homes and rehab centers.
Our goal is that a student will be able to complete a head-to-toe physical assessment on a patient.
ECC President Dan Hakoi accompanied the chancellor on her tour and says it's important for her to witness the good work of students and faculty.
I really see us as a pivot institution, and we're making a big impact on Western New York, and so I think she got a taste of that today.
Now the chancellor's visit comes as ECC is awaiting word from the Middle States on two accreditation standards. Last year, ECC was issued a warning for educational effectiveness and finances. But Hakoi tells us they just had a visit from the Middle States this month and expect a decision sometime in November.
You know, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I think we will get off warning for those standards. So I think we're in a very good position.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.